Hey, welcome back to the Hive Podcast. It's your host, Jared, and I cannot believe it's been 60 days since I've recorded, well, longer than 60 days since I've recorded an episode, but 60 days since I've uploaded an episode. You know, breaks are important. Summertime is super busy for my production company, and it's hard to schedule and record episodes, and you know, a lot of time goes into editing these episodes so they flow just right, and the promotional pieces for Instagram and all that. It's a lot. I enjoy it. I'm not complaining, but it's important that, you know, I don't feel burned out with the podcast, because if I do it and I'm not really into it and I'm just forcing it, ultimately that's going to come across in the show, and you're not going to benefit from all the guests that I have on and learning from their experiences, because I'm just not going to be into it. So breaks are important. Take a break if you're ever just too busy, but remember to just start again. And I had to remember that for myself, because taking a break, 60 days, oh, it's hard. It's hard to hit that record button again and find the time and the motivation to get back into it. But ultimately what keeps me motivated is hearing from all of you that listen to the show and benefit from all the guests that, you know, I've had on the show. And it, ultimately, as much as I enjoy doing this, I do it for you, so you benefit. And I love hearing back from all the listeners of the podcast. So if there's ever a topic you want incorporated into the show, a question you have, you can get involved. You can be part of the show. So the anchor link down in the show notes, you can click that and you can actually go and send me a voice message that we can incorporate into the show and answer some questions or review a topic or anything you want to know. You can do it that way. You can go to the Hive Podcast. Well, it's not the Hive Podcast. It's just hivepodcast.org. You can click contact at the website, send me an email, and we can incorporate your questions that way, or I can get back to you directly if you just have a specific question. Also, you know, Twitter, Instagram, shoot me a message. We'll try to incorporate your questions or those topics into the show. But 2 years of this show running, actually a little over 2 years, and I can't thank you all enough for listening to the show each and every week, especially when there's a new episode. We've learned a lot together, learned a lot about podcasting, learned a lot about just that creative journey that everyone's had that we've had on the show. We've learned about workflows, obstacles people face, difficulties, the ups and downs of life and how to deal with those, also juggling, you know, something that you're really, really passionate about and that you love. But ultimately, every single person that has been on the show has had success by just starting. I tell you guys this all the time, just start. It is so important. It was important for me to remember, even, you know, years into my creative journey and doing this podcast and other creative pursuits. After 60 days, it was hard to sit down right now and hit the record button. I was a little rusty. This is like the third or fourth take to try to just get this going and get what I want to talk about out into the microphone and record it for you guys. So you always have to remember to just start. Keep pursuing your creative goals. I encourage you to go back and listen to past episodes. If there's one that really struck you or one that you've missed, make sure you listen to them. I have some of my favorites. I'm not going to share them with you yet, because I think we're going to maybe do a like part one, part two mashup episode of some of my favorite moments of the past 2 years as we approach episode 100, which will happen in season 3. I'm very, very excited about that. And I, you know, it's all because of your guys' support that I keep this show going. But with season 3 coming, that's right, season 3 is coming, season 2 is over. I was really bad at announcing that. I needed the break going into summer. It's kind of like, we can just expect that now, that summer break, just so I can manage the busy time of my business. So yeah, season 3 is coming. We're going to have more great conversations with creatives, but we're going to make a slight shift. You know, just start is important. And like I just said, even if you've been in your creative journey for a while, just starting is an important thing to remember, because you take that break, it's hard to get started. So you have to remember to just start. But what happens after that? You just started, you're going, but there's so many other things you need to know about your creative journey than just starting. What what happens next? So we're going to bring back past guests that haven't been on the show for a while and learn about where their creative journey is going, how it's going, what's happened after Just Start, what are the difficulties or benefits you never expected to have or run into, whatever it is. And I think hearing those stories will help you along with yours, because if you've been a listener for a long time, you've already just started. And maybe you're facing a difficulty, or you don't know how to handle some of the success that you're having. So how do you do that? So we're going to bring back guests that are really passionate about their creative journey, that have had a lot of success, and see what else we can learn. So the show is going to evolve past Just Start slightly, but Just Start is still going to be important. So I'm really looking forward to that. We're also going to talk about an important topic that isn't talked about too much, but there are a few fantastic creators tackling this, and that's creator mental health. And that kind of goes along with burnout, how to avoid it, how to deal with it. So we're also going to talk about creator mental health, because I think that's important to be able to keep going on that creative journey, to make sure that you take care of yourself. So a lot of fun stuff planned for season 3. If you're not following the show on Instagram, make sure you do, because we have a brand refresh, a new logo coming. I like to refresh it every season so I get it just right. I was really happy with season 1. Season 2, we veered a little bit. I liked it. There's some elements of the podcast logo I like, and there are ones that I don't. So we're refreshing that. I can't wait to see what the graphic designer I'm working with comes up with. I got to thank Michael Soledad for putting me in touch with this graphic designer. If you followed any of Michael's stuff on Instagram, he's got a very cool aesthetic. And so anybody he recommends when it comes to graphic design, I'm going to assume they're going to be really good. So I can't wait to see the initial design and go through that process. So it's all ready for when episodes come out for season 3 in August. That's right, in August. I can't wait. So, oh, and before I forget, hold on, I got to pull up my notes, because there's a huge thing I wanted to tell you guys about, and I don't have it pulled up. So hold 1 second. Now I'm finding it hard to find. Here we go. So season 2, we started to incorporate a fantastic application, and that application is Ecamm Live. Ecamm Live has taken this show, this podcast, to the next level. I can't tell you enough how much it's impacted this show and the quality of the show and the guests' experience. Like, guys, if you're using Zoom and you're having people on, stop. I mean, it's horrible. So this is your chance to try Ecamm. You know, season 2, I brought you guys that Jared 15 discount, and we're going to continue to do that, so you can save 15% if you ever want to use Ecamm. But during the month of July, you can actually save 30%. You got to use the code JULY30, and you're going to receive 30% off the first payment. So really not saving a lot if you go the monthly route. I mean, you can if you just want to try it out, but you're kind of wasting that 30% off, because it's only 30% off your first payment. So you got to do the yearly plan. I mean, that's how you're going to save the most money. If you do the normal plan, you're going to save $57.60, but I suggest you go with the pro plan, because you get 4K streaming. That's where you can, you know, incorporate stuff into Zoom. So if you are going to use Zoom, you can feed Ecamm out into Zoom, the video, all the scenes, the overlays, the audio, everything. That's part of the pro plan, and the remote interviews. Like, I couldn't do the podcast without the pro plan, because you can't have interviews. So with the pro plan, if you sign up for the year, you're going to save $115 and like 20 cents or something, but 30% off. It's huge. It's the biggest sale that they've had. Nothing has impacted how I create and what I create as much as Ecamm has. I mean, it is the leading live streaming platform, but I don't really use it for live streaming, you guys. I use it for recording the podcast. It's got great audio, great video quality. It just has so many amazing features that you can use outside of live streaming, because it records everything locally. It's fantastic. It records separate audio tracks. So if you don't have an audio mixer, it's perfect, because you're going to get those separate tracks. And I say this all the time, I've had videos about it, but you have to record multi-track, because everybody's voice is different. So if you're going to edit the episode at all, you need to have multi-track recording because you can't apply an edit to your voice and expect it to sound good on your guest voice. And you can kind of trim up stuff in the flow of the episode. And so, yeah, multi-track recording is so important. But yeah, check out Ecamm. Use the link down in the show notes and use code July30 to save 30% off Ecamm. It's fantastic. If you've ever thought about using it, this is your moment. This is your time to shine and try it because at 30% off in July, that's not going to happen again, at least for a while. So I will always have the 15% discount, but why wait? 30%. Go get it, you guys. All right. So that's been an update of what's to come, what's happened. And I appreciate you listening to the show each and every week, every time there's a new episode. I appreciate it. And hey, this is actually like the first time I've sat down and talked to you, the audience. And maybe we'll try to incorporate more of that. Excuse me. Woo. Maybe we'll try to incorporate more of that into season 3, because I really do enjoy just, you know, talking with you, the audience. It gives us time to connect, and we can talk about gear or questions or anything you guys want. So I will see you in season 3 in August.